What's the vibe? What's the vibe? Welcome back to Summit City Blondies, episode 9. What's good? What's good?
We're almost to 10.
I know. Like, holy shit. Number. We need to celebrate with tequila.
Okay. We're going to make some marks.
Okay. Freaking out dose margaritas.
We should do it with her. I wonder if it'd be too loud, though. We could sit in that back sketchy room. Yeah. Like, can you sit us back here with, like, dead quiet?
So we can do our podcast? That would be amazing.
They probably would let us. Yeah. They would look at us like we're weird, but...
We're like 4 marks deep. Yeah. Trying to fucking do this.
I would love
podcast.
To hear what came out of our mouths if we had 4 marks and just sit there with the mics on.
It would probably not be entertaining. It would be entertaining to us, like, after, yeah, like, listening to it, but it probably wouldn't be entertaining for anybody else. People would be like, what the hell are we listening to?
I was on the phone with my mom the other day, and she was like, oh, I was, like, walking, like, taking a walk, and I got caught up on your podcast. She's like, and you know what? Kelby is just so supportive of you. She's like, it makes me so emotional how supportive she is.
Oh my god, I love Vic.
She's
so
like,
much.
I just love, she, like, you know, every time you doubt yourself, she's right there to pick you up.
Yes, Vic.
She's like, it's just so nice to listen to.
Aw, she's
like,
so sweet.
She's like, when I listen to you guys, she's, I feel so like kind. I'm sitting there with my glass of wine too. I was like, aw.
Also, everybody always asks me, they're like, so, because I feel like every podcast kind of every podcast kind of has like a theme, you know what I mean? Like, whether it's self-care or something. Mm-hmm. And I feel like ours is just like us, just like,
what just, is our theme?
Yeah, like us is just like chilling on the couch with like our girlfriend, just, yeah, with a bottle of wine.
Because everybody even says that too. She's like, when I'm in the car, I feel like listening to you guys, I feel like I'm just there.
per usual.
Yeah, I just like that because it makes it. I guess that makes us feel like people relate to what we're talking about. So.
Yeah, yeah, it feels good. So
I like a girls' night every night. That's our girl.
Yes, girls' night every Friday.
Like, yeah.
How is your weekend?
I haven't seen you.
Yeah.
But I saw you last week. But I feel like I haven't seen you in, like, forever. I don't know why.
I feel like maybe we're so used to, like, hanging out. Like,
I know. It feels so weird.
We've both been pretty busy, though.
I know. My weekend was good. Mason had that competition for his apprenticeship.
Are you okay?
Apprentice. Oh, my God. I can't say it.
Apprenticeship.
Thank you. So we did that in Indiana. It was just nice. Like, we just went down for the night, Friday night, but we went to, like, that bomb.
Yeah. We need to go there. Riley sent me this whole ass menu that, and whatever, what was it, like a cookie dough? It was fried cookie dough bites or something like that?
You know what beignets are? They're kind of like a fried, like, sugar-coated, like,
I mean, I'm pretty sure I've had that.
You probably have.
And I just didn't know what I was eating.
Cookie dough.
Yeah, you said
holy
that.
And they were warm, so when you bit into it, the cookie dough, like, melted in your mouth.
That honestly sounds amazing.
I've never had anything better.
I'm about to start my period, so that sounds amazing.
Yeah, like, when you crave all the junk food.
Yeah.
But that was, like, one of the dinners from, like, top to bottom was, like, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And it was, like, not a chain place, so, and it was very small, so it felt cozy. Like, you almost felt like you were having dinner at home.
Really?
Which I liked it. Yeah. Aww, it was really nice.
We need to go.
Yeah, we should go there. It's right by IKEA, so when we do the IKEA trip, we should go there for dinner.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Because it was, like, probably, like, because the high, it was like IKEA, we passed IKEA, then we got off the next exit.
Right.
Because it was in Fishers.
Yeah, there's so many things in Fishers, and it's like
a... It was a really cute little town.
I mean, it's like a wealthier community, yeah, so I'm sure we could find like a couple shops there.
Yeah,
something
that'd
to go
be a
to,
fun
make
day
a date
trip.
Yeah,
make Ooh. A... Oh,
you already know.
We feeling that.
Yeah.
How was your weekend / your week? It's already Thursday, which is crazy.
I know. My week was fucking hell, but I'm here. And
Kelby walks in the door, doesn't say a word. I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm not okay.
Isn't that sucks, though? Like, when you have, like, a bad day or week at work, it literally just, like, kills your whole mood for everything.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I'm literally wearing my glasses right now, sweats and sweatshirt. And Riley's, like, killing it over
Well, I
here.
Just came from work.
Queen.
And, like, I would look, like rubby. But me and Mason are going to Summit, so I'm like, I should just...
Summit City, little T&J.
I haven't been there since Halloween. And we used to go there, like, all the time.
Yeah, well, I know that they're coming out with... They did come out with, like, new beers and stuff, so you'll have to, like, try them.
Yeah. Maybe Saturday, if the Partay ends early, we could go there.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yeah.
I'm feeling that. Okay.
Me too.
Do you have any fun weekend plans besides our Friendsgiving / Christmas thingy?
Not really, no.
I don't either. That's the only plans I have, which I'm... Oh, I am volleyball, but that's...
Volleyball, yeah.
Chill.
Yeah, I don't think I have...
I'm getting my hair cut, actually.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
But then I kind of like this.
Are you going to get colored?
No, just cut.
You are? You're not doing the color?
Because, like, I just got my color, like, a month and a half ago. And I don't mind the roots growing out when it's summer. I mean, winter. And I'm going to Florida for Christmas, so the sun probably will help.
It will help,
a little
bit.
So
yeah,
I'm gonna go get her cut. I mean, my ends are feeling a little frisky.
It's a minor. I feel like, is my hair growing?
Mm-hmm. It does look longer than
some lady at work told me. She goes, I feel like you just cut your hair and now it's growing so long.
Actually, now that you just moved it, it looks really long.
Thank God. I miss my long hair.
I know, by summer, I think you'll have it back.
Oh, yeah.
At least at like a good length for your bun.
Hopefully. Oh, yeah, I know. Because I can barely, like when I put it up in a bun, it's like all the little hairs fall down. But it's like cute. Yeah. It's like a little cute thing.
Yeah, I like it. So, well, that's a nice chill weekend.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the Friendsgiving.
I can't wait to eat more curbs.
Yeah, I'm making mac and cheese. Have I made my mac and cheese?
No,
it's your recipe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It has, like, the swirly noodles.
Well, I saw, like, Kinsey had sent, like, what we were having, and there was something, like, the little barbecue wiener.
Oh, she didn't send us the menu?
Oh, she didn't?
Did she send you on Snapchat?
Yeah, but I don't think I have it anymore, but she sent, like, the little barbecue weenies. I'm probably going to be, like, I'll just take the pot.
These mine. Like, I'm going to eat so much.
I know, but it's, like, I feel like it's... I'm not even going to regret it because, like, you know when you're on your period? Like, you know when you're about to start your period? Mm-hmm. Like, right now, I'm literally craving, like, McDonald's.
Yes, I crave fattening food, too. You should. Get a large fry. Shove her in.
Well, I was thinking that or Panera, but, yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God.
You should get some little some from each, you know? Go to each.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm trying to think what I want to drink Saturday, too, because it's drinking activity.
I feel like I've drank, like, every single day.
Really? I haven't
had alcohol. Not every single day, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, I just feel like I drink a lot. But that's what I was thinking, too. Because I'm like, I don't want to drink wine. I'm sick and tired of drinking wine. I don't want to drink seltzers.
Do you like Moscow Mules?
I literally just had, like, a couple yesterday, but
I was going to make, like, apple cider one. I was thinking
about that. Oh, do that. Yeah. Like, what they had at the patio. Remember we went to the patio?
That drink was strong. I got literally tipsy off one drink. I'm not kidding you.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. Yesterday, I was in Roanoke, and I hung out with a special friend. And I got two Moscow Mules.
I'd be on my ass.
And I was fucked. On a fucking Wednesday.
They're strong. When we went to lunch, I was like... So I'm like, this is kind of strong. And then I got up and I'm like, whoa. I'm glad we walked around for a little bit.
But that pizza is so good.
Yeah, that food was amazing.
Maybe, I don't know. Well, I guess we could talk about it after the podcast. Because tomorrow's Friday. Because Riley and I are both off Friday. We work from home. But there's so many places in Roanoke now.
Yeah, Roanoke's really cute.
It's popping. They're putting in a salon there and everything, but anyways, they have like a really good cafe and then the patio pizza. So I'm like,
and I want to go get one of those.
We can hit that up.
Yeah, those macaroons you got.
Oh, mad macaroons.
When I tried yours, I was like,
We could do that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Anywho's, we drink of the week.
Drinkity bingity.
This is a Kelby choice.
Yes,
this is a last minute.
She
came through though.
I did come through. I was gonna bring my wine, but I ended up getting my wine. Opener stuck in the cork.
Why are we both struggling with that?
I don't know. I think it's just like December. We here. Okay,
she's almost done.
But this is Vista Bay, and I actually picked this up from Kroger, and I think it's like $12 for like a 6-pack. But what drew me to it is so it's coconut mango flavor. It's 100 calories. Good. It's just like a White Claw. But what drew me to it is I haven't been able to find a seltzer that has coconut in it.
Oh.
I feel like I've had such a hard time.
And there's only 2 grams of sugar, dang.
Yeah, so Vista Bay. I know this is kind of more of like a summery thing, but...
I'm thirsty, so I'm about this.
Yeah.
It's been a day.
Cracking up in a cold one with the bros.
Smells good. It smells like summer.
Summer, we miss her. High School Musical.
I was gonna start singing that, but I didn't.
It tastes like you kind of took a bite into a mango.
She's good.
Does that taste like that a little bit? But like a watered down mango?
No, she's good. That's really good. Tastes like a LaCroix without alcohol. Like, I can't taste. Well, I guess in seltzers, you never can taste alcohol. She's good. Very refreshing. I'm gonna give her a 9.
You're gonna give her a 9?
I like her better than White Claws.
Really?
Smoother.
I could see that.
Even though Truly Lemonade's on my
Do you want to know what I heard today? That they basically, like, these White Claws and all this stuff, it's pretty much just like a vodka soda. But like they've
probably is.
Yeah, it's like a vodka soda, but they've just like brought it back and it's like way more popular now. So
I can't drink vodka sodas without any flavoring though. Did I ever tell you my college trick? I think I did. When I used to get vodka waters and then bring in my own Crystal Light.
Crystal Light, yeah. You said we should start doing that because we were...
I honestly would do that.
I was spending so much money at the bars during the summer. And I'm like, I can't spend any more money.
Vodka bars are cheap.
Speaking of bars, Mitchell's closed down.
yeah, this bar that, it's like a sports bar, but they had live music sometimes. They closed down because they didn't listen to COVID rules, right?
Yep. And that's what you get.
Right.
That's what they get. But anyways.
Wear your mask.
Wear your mask. Bitches.
Bitches. What would you give it?
I'd probably just give it
7.3456.
7. I actually was going to give it like a 7. That's what I'm sticking
like
with.
Her. Do you like her better than White Claw?
No. Nah, I don't know. No, probably not. I mean, the fact that it's coconut, though.
Yeah, it's good. Have you, what's your favorite seltzer brand? Or you not feel like you haven't tried enough?
I feel like I haven't tried enough.
My favorite is High Noon. Dude.
I haven't had one
They're
yet.
So good. We'll have to try them on the podcast.
I know Maddie drinks them all the time. So
they're
yeah,
really
we'll
refreshing. Because I feel like I couldn't even taste it with this one.
Why don't we just have, oh, well, never mind.
I could bring them to, actually, maybe I'll drink those Saturday. Are you over seltzers?
No, we can do that. Because I really don't want to get, like, super drunk. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just, like, something that's, like, okay to, like, put, like, I mean, not okay, but decent to put in my body. Yeah. So.
I'm going to look up some drinkies drink. Like, light drinks.
Drinky drinks.
Drinky drinks. But I like the branding. The branding's cute.
Yep.
She's low-key. That looks like a road, kind of. I don't know. But yeah, she's a nice little seltzer.
Yep.
She good.
Cheers.
Cheers. Deal of the week. Woo-woo.
Get into it.
So lots of sites are putting like order by this day to get by Christmas. So if you haven't started Christmas shopping online, you might want to get her rolling.
Mm-hmm. Get her done.
You're getting close to that cutoff.
Holy shit. It's like 2 weeks, yeah?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Abercrombie's having up to 50% off plus an extra 25. So if you need a Christmas shop, I would check her out. Ooh, they have cute sweatshirts and loungewear and all types of cute stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend Collective is this like sustainable loungewear brand I told you guys about. They're doing free shipping on all orders, which is, I think, good because a lot of people don't do free shipping anymore unless you spend like $300. And then Everlane is doing, I don't think I've talked about Everlane, but they're a really good basics brand. Their jeans are incredible. They're doing 10% off when you sign up for like their loyalty program. And I know that's not a cool sale, but it's worth it if you want to just like try some jeans or basics. Like they'll probably, and they're doing free shipping, I think. So I think that's a good chance to try some stuff.
Yay!
I think their jeans are like Madewell like level, and they're like a little cheaper. They're probably like $20 cheaper.
I just need to buy myself like a couple pair. Like I always get mine from Express and like American Eagle, but I just feel like I need like good like
are you,
really, really good.
You're what size are you? Like a 4?
A 2.
Oh. I was gonna say you could try my Madewell jeans.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess I can.
They're
but...
20 because I feel like if you try them on, you'll be like, whoa! I get it now.
Yeah,
you should try mine on.
I will.
I'll be trying the Everlane ones too.
Okay.
Because like they just. Hit a little different. You're gonna be like, shit.
I'm not gonna be able to go back.
I know.
That's how I was with Express jeans.
You should look on Madewell still having a really good sale right now. Like
I
up
need
to 40% off.
I might tell my mom, but mom, can you buy me a pair of jeans?
It'll be a Christmas gift. But actually I order from Madewell from Black Friday. I think I told you just black plain like jeans like this with just the knee rip.
Yeah,
they
buddy.
Came in, they were fucking gray.
Really?
They said black on the website. They look black in the
but
picture.
Do you have a gray pair?
But I don't want gray, so I'm like, I'm not really gonna wear these. And if I'm gonna spend money on Madewell jeans, I want them to be like I want to wear them a lot.
Oh my
so
God.
I had to return them. Actually, put them in the mail today because it was really sad. I was so excited; I got such a good deal on them.
Yeah, I know you were hyped about her.
And then I looked on Madewell, and they didn't have any other black jeans with like rips on the knee.
Really?
So still on the hunt.
Fuck them.
But
sorry.
Yeah, start Christmas shopping or finish Christmas shopping because you're getting close.
Ooh 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 yeah.
All right, horoscopes, Kelbs.
Do you want to do horoscopes today?
No, you had that cool thing.
Okay, so it kind of goes with our theme today because we are our topic today because we're talking about basically what 2020 was.
Recap.
Week recapping.
What we learned, all that good stuff.
And so I thought it would be awesome. So this website called Thought Catalog put out
Thoughties.
Thoughties.
I know what you mean, actually, like, thinking about it.
I know, but I loved it. On Thoughty Catalog. And they actually just came out with this article yesterday that says the regret each Zodiac has as 2020 comes to an end. So what each Zodiac could possibly, it's, everybody's different,
yeah.
Not necessarily, but Aries is, you regret that you stopped talking to someone who once meant so much to you. Taurus, you regret that you wasted so much money on things you don't really need. I was like, wait a minute, that should have been Riley and I. Shit. Gemini, you regret that you put up with a person who had zero respect for you.
Mm.
Cancer, what it is. You regret not going to therapy when you really were suffering. Yes.
You relate to that?
Probably. God. Leo, Okay, you regret not telling your loved ones how much you care about them. Mm-mm. Avery girl, if you out there.
Yeah, tell your loved ones.
Tell your loved ones. Tell us you love us. Virgo, you regret drinking and smoking so much more than usual. I feel like all of these are fine. Just kidding. Libra, you regret playing with someone's feelings and hurting their heart. Scorpio.
Mason.
You regret not taking a chance on someone special when you had the opportunity.
Ooh. We're about to talk
drama.
About
the drama. Sagittarius, you regret spending so much time sleeping and scrolling through social media. Mm. Capricorn, you regret working through the year without taking any days off. I feel like you had a busy year.
Yeah, but everyone did.
Yeah. Aquarius, you regret not spending more time working toward your dreams. Mm-hmm. And Pisces, you regret that you barely left your house all year, even though you didn't have a choice and you were doing the right thing.
That's hilarious.
So that was cute.
Those are cute. They're really cute. Breaking news, COVID vaccine just got approved.
Yeah.
For emergency distribution.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, oh.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh. Oh, we're in it. Do you want me to pause it?
Yeah.
Okay, pausing. We're welcoming our guests, so hang on 1 second. All right, so this week we're going to all talk about 2020. We're going to talk about what it taught us, what we learned.
Oh, recap. Rewind.
Recap of 2020, because it was a kind of a shit show. But there's some good stuff, so we're going to talk all about it. And Kelby has... Well, we have an amazing guest that Kelby
Our first guest. Are you so excited? JB Good People is his at on Insta. My friend Jordan Bell. What the
first
F
guest?
Is up?
It's exciting.
What's up, ladies?
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you?
Yeah. So Jordan's gonna. We're gonna just talk about our 2020 year and kind of like what it did for us. And Jordan's kind of. Can I just...
Yeah, you had some good questions. I was really impressed.
Jordan came up with our questions.
Because me and Kelby will, like, sit here and be like, so, I would... Because we'll always get there, but at first we're not as, like, on it sometimes. But mm-hmm. I was very impressed with your questions.
Well, I'm glad I can be of service.
So we can just start from... We can go in order, I guess, for the first one. What did 2020 teach you? Jordan, why don't you go first, since these were all your awesome questions.
What did 2020 teach me?
Yeah.
Man, 2020 taught me a lot. I mean, obviously, like, 2020 was jacked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of, like, think back to the moment, like, Kobe died.
Yeah.
And, like, from that moment on, it was like, wow, this year sucks.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, I think the first couple of things that I took from 2020... Well, so I brought up Kobe, right? So, like, when Kobe died, I, like, kept trying to figure out, like, what is there to learn from this? Like, what does this mean? And, I mean, the biggest thing that I took from it was just realizing that you have to maximize each and every day because things can be taken away from you so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Kobe and his daughter flew helicopters almost as often as you and I drive cars, right? So, like, the idea that you can do something so routine and one thing goes wrong and it's over with is, like, scary, right? So, like, the idea of, like, just like the reminder that we are super mortal and, mm-hmm. you know, anything can happen to us, so we have to take advantage of the time that we have. As far as, like, the pandemic goes, I think the pandemic taught me, one, like, how much things in my life I don't need that I thought I needed before.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, how simplistic we can be with life and, like, it still can work for us. Like the first couple of weeks were tough
mm-hmm.
because, like, everything was shut down. It went from, like, you have plans to do stuff and now you can't do anything.
Right.
So it's like, how do we kind of, how do we put that energy towards something else? And that was really, really tough for me the first couple of weeks. Like, I was doing videos on my Instagram page where I was, like, coloring children's coloring books. Like, I was just mad bored. Like, I was making TikToks.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, like, I was super, super bored. And now, like, however many months this is into it, 7-8 months into it, like, now... I'm really not tripping, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I can find stuff to do. I've gotten more creative. Like, I've just figured out ways to like be more content with simplicity. Yeah. So I think those would be the two things. The two biggest things is like how little I need to keep my to keep myself happy, mm-hmm. and how precious life is, right? And just like the idea of wasting a day scares me now more than anything.
Yeah, I feel like also COVID like helped us slow down a lot, because I feel like Americans especially were always going like 100 miles a minute.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like we can never sit. I mean, I'm guilty of it. I like sitting still. I'm like, oh my god, I feel like I'm. Mm-hmm. This feels weird. And I feel like it taught a lot of people that it's okay to slow down and just like you said, just like appreciate the little things in life.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then I also agree with like Jordan, where you just kind of have to like find different things to mm-hmm. do. I feel like I've picked up so many different hobbies.
Yeah.
Like cooking for one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like I've done more of that.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of that lately.
And just like, I don't know, like reading and yeah, it's just a time to like, you know, be still.
Yeah.
So that's a good one, Jordan.
Do you feel like when you were in like quarantine or like lockdown in the beginning, did you feel like you ever went through some like, I don't want to say depression kind of, but kind of like a down, like you felt down ever, like had anxiety when it first happened, or were you kind of just chill?
I couldn't sleep the first couple months.
Yeah.
Like I had really, really, and like I had never had that problem before. Mm-hmm. I had a really, really tough time sleeping. I think partially because, so like when it first started to come down, what I remember the most about the first, I don't know, let's say 3 or 4 weeks was like, it felt like you learned something new about the virus every hour.
Right.
Right. So like, you know, you go to work one day and like Kelby remembers this, like we were at the time, we were still going to work in person. And I had friends back home where I grew up in Cleveland who had not been going to work.
From Cleveland?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I grew up in Cleveland. Yeah, she told me you're from Hudson.
Wait a minute, I should have like introduced that for like the beginning.
Wait, what part of Cleveland?
I grew up in Cleveland Heights.
Stop. I grew up in Aurora, Ohio.
Yeah, that's right. I got what did you go to Aurora High School?
Yeah.
I got cousins that live out there that went to Aurora High. Who? But they're much older than you.
Shoot me a name.
Mike Dennis.
No.
Yeah. What year did you graduate?
2014.
Yeah, I mean, my cousin would have graduated like 07, 08.
Oh, yeah, no. Wait, that's wild. Wait, what brought you to Indiana?
I used to coach ball, so I was coaching for the Mad Ants. And
oh,
then
awesome.
Kelby just kept begging me to come hang out with her, so.
You stayed.
No. I'm joking.
He works for OmniSource as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I met him when I was working at Planet 2, and then he moved down to Memphis and everything, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
Sidetrack. I was like,
no, you're good.
We probably should have like introduced him and everything, but it's cool to like kind of get to know him like, sporadically.
It's all good. No, it's all good.
Cleve, buddy.
What was I talking about? Not being able to sleep.
Sorry. Yeah, not being able to sleep, and that's never happened to you before.
Oh yeah. So like, I guess it was just crazy how like it was just crazy to me how we kept learning new things about the virus, right? So like, because we kept learning new things and there was so much unknown, I allowed my head to go to like dark places, mm-hmm. right? Like in the back of my head, I'm like, yo, it's gonna be the Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people thought.
Yeah, I'm like, this shit is wild, right? So, I definitely had that. I definitely would not say I was depressed, but I was definitely anxious.
Yeah,
and then I have family members who fall into the category of high risk, mm-hmm. right? So like that's mad stressful.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, Kels? What did you learn in good old 2020?
I put that not to force anything, conversations, friendships, relationships, attention, your love.
Oh, that's good.
Anything forced is just not worth fighting for. Whatever flows, whatever crashes, whatever, like it is what it is.
Oh, I like that.
I also put one thing that I did learn, because I mean, I feel like you have like a lot of friendships and relationships mm-hmm. that just come and go. And one thing that I did learn this year is not to give so much of myself to people who won't give the same to me.
Yeah.
So I think I kind of, those were just kind of like life lesson type of things that I learned.
That's
and
awesome.
Then I feel like I, very similar like to what you and like Jordan, you know, learned as far as like in like quarantine and stuff with COVID and stuff.
More just, stuff to do.
Yeah. So that's me. What about you?
I wrote don't settle. That's probably like my number one thing. And that comes with like relationships, friendships, a career. Kind of what Jordan was saying too, like life's too short to just be unhappy. Like who knows when like it's going to be your last day. So why be unhappy? It's okay to be a little selfish. I think I've struggled with that for a long time, that like I can't do things for myself because it makes me look bad, or like I can't make a decision for myself because I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to be selfish, but I've learned that sometimes it's okay.
No, it is.
More independence. I think that came with what we've all been saying, is just like being alone and finding things to entertain myself and not having to like depend on anybody else.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, I'm stronger than what I think. I think sometimes I don't give myself enough credit for all the shit I've been through. And I think sometimes you need to like pat yourself on the back for all the stuff you've been through.
That's
super important, yo. I've been trying to work on that. I used to do yoga.
And, with Mary, he did. You did know Mary, right?
Yeah, I did a podcast with Mary.
We love Mary.
Dope. Wait, you did the podcast with Mary?
Yeah,
we love her.
I'm trying to find it and send it to you.
Yeah, oh my God, please.
One thing that she said one time at the end of one of the sessions that like has always stuck with me ever since she said it was, she said the voice that you hear the most is the voice inside of your own head, mm-hmm. right? Ooh. And like the idea of like, No one should ever believe in you more than yourself. You know what I mean? And like, yeah. you should always be giving yourself encouragement, right? Like, whenever I find myself thinking negatively, mm-hmm. I try to remind myself of her words that day, where it's like, yo, like, why would I ever put that into my head?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, trying to just like really kind of eliminate those type of thoughts and like. Yeah, COVID has, because in COVID, we spent so much more time in our own head than what we're used to, right? Yeah. So, like, noticing, like, all of the negativity sometimes that you bring into your own life.
Yeah.
And finding ways to just eliminate all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good
point. I'm sorry if I'm cussing too much.
Oh, you're allowed to swear.
Preach it.
Okay. I said that for, like, good every people. 2 seconds. Wait, right, Kelp, cool. You said something when we had one podcast about, like, the best, like, you're your own best friend, so why, like, you would never treat a best friend like this, so why do you treat yourself like this?
I always say that.
I was like, ooh,
I would never
sister.
Treat, if a best friend treated me the way that I talk to myself, yeah. I want
to
be friends
yes,
with
yes, that's a really good way to put things in perspective, too, when you're talking
down
yourself.
Hell yeah.
Okay, next great question is, what are some things you'll continue to do in the new year?
2021.
So
are we starting with me?
Yeah.
Always.
So I've been reading a lot more. Mm. I definitely want to keep that up. Like right now, my goal is simple: just one book a month.
That was 2020 goal.
Yeah, like right now, I'm probably reading closer to two and a half
awesome.
Books a month. So
that's awesome.
2020, I may up it to two, but not all books are created equal, right? Like if I'm going to pick up a 1,000-page book, like I don't need to read two that month. But, yeah, so, like, I mean, reading is definitely one. I would say detaching myself from my phone for long periods of time be one, right? Like, just, like, totally unplugging when I can. I've been getting into, to meditation. Nice. Like, nothing.
Spiritual key.
Yeah. Something like that. Nothing too crazy. Like, just a couple minutes. Like, this morning I meditated for 2.5 minutes. Like, just challenging. My goal is to be able to meditate for 15 minutes uninterrupted by the end of 2021. So, like, I really want to keep working on that. Like, just relax, like, kind of zoning out for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, just, like, kind of freeing my mind. Like, I guess, like I said earlier, I've spent so much time in my own head this year, and some for better, some for worse, but like just trying to like continue to compartmentalize those thoughts and like understand, you know, the things that are bothering me, understand the things that make me happy, so things like that. I've been trying to write a lot more, like just put my thoughts down on paper. Mm-hmm. Just like, man, like really just like, you know, I may sound like a hippie right now, but just like spiritual self,
No, like, you don't at all. Kelby loves that stuff.
Right,
we welcome that.
Ginger shots, Kelb. Ginger shots.
Yes. Yes. I took Jordan to go get his first ginger shot at the juice jar.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, fucking, he was like dying. It was awesome.
Yes, I'm probably not good.
Kelby didn't tell me. Moment. Kelby didn't tell me not to take the whole thing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's meant, it's a huge one, and it's meant for two.
He took the whole thing?
He literally takes the whole thing, and I'm just like, all right, like.
Look, I don't take shots and not, you know, just throw it straight back. So when she said shot, I just figured it was a shot.
I respect that.
Amazing.
What about you, Kelbs? What are you taking into the new year?
I would, like, I guess mine is pretty similar to Jordan's as far as, like spiritual, like my spiritual life is meditating, doing yoga, journaling, all of that good stuff. I think this year definitely I learned a lot of like self-care, self-love, and I want to continue that, and I want to continue that for the rest of my life. So definitely that. I also just put, just to be, continue to be kind and genuine to everyone. I feel like everything that's been going on, I feel like that, like COVID and stuff, and everyone's freaked out. I don't know, doing that, and then gaining more knowledge, just like listening more, being still, reading like Jordan's doing. So just kind of like basic things that I've picked up throughout this year that I just want to continue to do for the rest of my life. So
I like the one you said about be knowledgeable, because I also feel like 2020 has taught us that like a lot of us are kind of like, don't know a lot about what they think we know about.
Stupid.
You know, like, I feel like a lot of people thought we knew everything, but there's so much that you can learn. I feel like a lot of people not only need to learn more, you need to be open to learning. It's a lot of, I feel like a lot of people are very closed-minded these days.
They really are.
So, I think if you're always learning, then, and you're open to learn, that's huge. What did I wrote? I wrote keep the mantra of, like, not settling, because I just think I can take that in other things, like, especially work and friendships. Continue to putting myself in new situations. I feel like 2020 taught me that, like, putting yourself in uncomfortable situations can almost be, like, the best thing.
I feel like you find out the best things. Yeah, I feel like you grow more from doing that.
For sure. One of my professors told me that, like, if you get that weird pit feeling in your stomach of, like, that scared pit feeling, you should go for it. Because, like, that's always growth, something that's going to, like, change your life. Continue therapy. That's definitely something I want to continue to do, because therapy had like saved me this year mentally, so I feel like I want to continue to do that into the new year. And like, I want to keep really want to start to get back into reading more, because I feel like life just got a little hectic, and journaling and all that kind of stuff.
Journaling, yeah. You and I Riley and I talk about journaling all the time. I'm sure you do this too, Jordan. Just journaling is just such a, like, a place where, like, nobody else is listening. It's just you.
Yeah.
And it's like you can write down. It's just like a good outlet.
I've always been someone who, like, I'm really bad at saying how I feel, but I feel so much better when I write it down.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, personally, I feel so much better after I write things down. I just feel like I've, like, cleansed almost.
Well, it's like I said, with the voice inside of your head is the one you hear the most, right? So, like, all you're doing is writing down some of the things that you've been thinking the whole day. And, like, it's either something that's been bothering you, or, like, something that, you know, you're happy about, whatever. Like, so when I journal, I finish every journal, like, with a note to myself. And it's, like, it's always positive. So, like, the last time I journaled, I wrote in my journal, "You're a fucking beast." And that was, like,
I just signed
my name.
No, I like that. To, like, end it with something positive.
You're a fucking
bitch. Yeah, like, I just, like, it's just a way to, like, I don't know. It sets I usually journal at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it just sets the tone for the next day for me.
I love that.
Right? Or maybe the next couple of days. So one of my goals is to journal 3 times a week next year. So, like, I don't do it every day, but I always end it with, like, you know, I don't always cuss when I do it, but
you're a fucking beast.
Yeah, I mean, that's seriously what I wrote.
Like, no, I like that.
I'm putting that in my next journal.
You fucking beast.
I'm a fucking beast.
I mean, sometimes, like,
you gotta hype yourself up.
If you don't believe it, why should I?
Yeah,
true.
Very true. You gotta be your own hype man.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Especially now, like, we're out here dolo. Like, I live by myself. Kelby, I believe, I don't know you two's living situation.
I live alone, too.
Yeah, so all three of us live alone, right? So, like, there's some days the only people that I communicate with are my coworkers. So, like, and most of them work for, like, they work under me. Like, they work under my direction. So, they're not hyping me up all day. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you got to tell yourself, like, yo, like, you're the fucking man.
Right.
And, like, and can't shit stop you.
Heck yeah. Okay, the third question you had, I wanted to ask you this. So it's, what are some things you hope to never go through again? Do you mean, like, in the next year not to go through, or, like, in life never to go through again?
I asked that question.
Yeah, it was on Kelby's notes.
It was in the large text message that you sent me.
So, my bad. Yes. I forgot all about that.
Then he doesn't
ask. Because I answered it, like, thinking what I don't want to go through in 2021.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you go first, because I'll be honest, I hadn't thought about that one.
Okay, I'll go first.
You go first.
Okay, so I wrote, this is going to, let me just, like, explain. I wrote loss, and I don't mean it in a way of losing somebody to death, because I can't predict that. I meant more of loss of, like, relationships and, like, friendships. Like, like, a hard loss. Like, I hope 2021, I have, like, a solid year of just, like, solid people in my life for a whole year, because going through heartbreak and losing friends in a relationship is, like, the worst feeling. Because I said this before on a podcast. It's, like, it's almost worse than grieving death, because that person's still alive.
Yeah.
So I hope 2021 I do not have to go through that again, because I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I hope in 2021 I find a path and more stability in my career where I feel good about where I'm going and where I'm at. And I feel like I'm going into a job every day with positivity and liking my job. Because right now, it's been a struggle. What about you, Kelps?
Mine is pretty similar to yours. I kind of put that something that I don't want to go through. I did mine as, like, ever again, but I guess, like,
okay,
this year for 2021 is being in, like, an unhealthy relationship, whether that be friendship, relationship, and it goes back to, like, yours, like, talking about, you know, these type of relationships, like, losing somebody, it hurts.
Sucks.
And, like, I don't want to, I mean, I know it happens and stuff, but I just want to have, like, a stable group of
people.
That's
how I feel, too,
Just a healthy environment. I put financially, being financially unstable, because I felt like one thing that I put is that I'm, when I feel emotional emptiness, I just shop. I buy things to make me feel better.
And I do that too. Retail therapy is a legit thing.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Not good.
And so, yeah. And then, I also put, this was actually Grandma Jan's, and I'm just going to say it, but
we
she
love
said,
her.
Watch the one you love, like family or whatever, go through a difficult time.
Aww.
And I cried on the spot when
Aww.
She said that. I was like, oh my God.
But it's hard to watch people you love go through things because you feel like helpless.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Jordan?
Man, I think for me, I felt stuck during, there was a point in 2020 where I felt stuck. And Kelby and I talked about this kind of recently.
Yeah.
I had moments where, and it wasn't just, like, with my career, but, like, with, there's just a point where I felt like I was in a place in life where I wasn't moving forward or backwards.
I felt like that too, yeah.
And that was a really, that really had nothing to do with the pandemic. Part of it coincided with the pandemic, but it wasn't a direct effect. It was just like, the feeling of, it wasn't complacency, right? Because, like, I didn't feel like I wasn't trying to get myself to a better spot or, like, trying to advance myself. I just didn't feel like the opportunity was in front of me.
Yeah.
And that was a really, really tough feeling to deal with. Like, I felt like I was stuck in some personal relationships in places that I no longer wanted to be in. I felt stuck in my career.
Yeah.
I felt stuck, like, geographically. Like, I was like, I no longer wanted to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I had no idea, like, how to realistically put myself in a different spot, right? So, like, just feel that feeling, like, that is one of the worst feelings I've ever had personally. is just like feeling like I can't, I there's no move for me to make.
Yeah. And I think it's hard too. Like, me and Kelby have talked about this. Like, a lot of people in our lives, in our age, they're getting married, they're having babies, they're doing all this like stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's easily influences on that stuck feeling, because you see all these people around you like moving forward in their lives, and you're just like,
I'm here. Where am I supposed to move?
That's part of the putting the phone away, right? So like, like you said, like people getting married and having babies. Like, I know what you mean. Like, I'm 29. I'm very single. I do not have any children, and I've got friends who are doing all of those things. And it's very easy to compare yourself to them, right? And it's like, there's nothing wrong with me not having kids right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, I don't think I'm ready to be anybody's father, so I shouldn't have kids. You know what I mean? Like, I have friends that are having kids that shouldn't be having kids. So.
Ooh, like, little tea.
Whoa.
Drama. Nah, I mean, it's not even like that. It's like, you know, like, you just, and you're never 100% ready.
Yeah,
but,
no, I know what you mean.
Like, you need to be, like, I'm not there yet, you know what I mean? And, like, I need to realize that, like, my journey is not the same as your journey. Mm-hmm. And, like, I have to, it doesn't mean I'm behind in my life because I don't have children or a wife, you know what I mean? Right. Like, it's okay.
That I, like, want to literally, like, paste on my forehead. It's like, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Because I feel like I struggle with...
You should go get tattooed.
Literally. I literally need to, because I always struggle with, like, where I'm like, okay, where I should be next year. It's like, no, just in the moment. We're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And what you're going through now will make you a better person for when you do, like... Like, you should be the best version of yourself when you get married to somebody.
Yes.
And have kids.
You know what I mean?
And raise kids. That's what I always say, too. That's a good one, Jordan.
I'm not the man I want to be, so why would I want to be somebody's father? You know what I mean? Like, I want my kids to think I'm Superman. If I don't think I'm ready to be Superman, then I'm not ready to have children.
Aww.
I'm crying. That's amazing.
Don't cry.
He's like, I want my kids to think I'm Superman.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Oh my god.
All right, next question. What do you hope to accomplish in 2021?
Yay, we're looking towards the future.
Kelbs, why don't you go first this question?
Oh my god.
Who's going first?
Kelby.
Why? No!
Jordan. We all went first already. It's your turn.
Okay, so I want to save money. Big money at Menards.
Dude, I have this. Have you seen the TikTok to help save money for a year? We should do it. I told Mason we should do it.
Hey,
I'll tell you after the little idea.
Save money. I want to be able to be like so financially stable. I want to like buy a house. You know, I don't want to worry.
Yeah.
And so that's like one of my huge goals.
It's a good goal.
Find myself deeper always. I feel like every day I'm finding myself deeper and deeper. So next year, hopefully, I want to be a better version of what I am now, which is traveling, gaining more knowledge, being stronger mentally and physically, and then just making, like, a basic plan for myself to kind of set myself up for the future. So, I think with that, I can't wait for 2021, though, so.
Do you have a plan to, I guess we can answer the last two questions at the same time. Do you have, like, a plan of how you're going to do all that?
Nope.
You gotta have a plan, yo. You gotta work on that.
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna have a plan, but I'm a procrastinator.
With money, it's...
Nah, I feel you. You got time.
Yeah, like we said, writing things down, like, you come up with, like, a nice... Okay, every month I'm gonna save X amount of money, you know? Or this TikTok thing... Jordan, I don't know if you're a TikToker, but I am. You get 100 envelopes, and you write an amount of money on every envelope, mix them all up. Every month, you grab one, and you put that much money away. By the end of the year,
I need Dave Ramsey to be my husband.
Is it one through 100 on the envelope?
Yeah, and then you like write them all out and then mix them all up. And then I think it's either every week or every month you pull a card and you put that much money in there. And then at the end of the year, you open them all up and get all the money back.
Surprise.
Okay.
That's that's such a good idea. That's where I'm going to start.
Yeah, we should do it together. I'll do it with you.
Okay.
I might do that too.
Let's all do it, and we'll hold each other accountable. Like,
oh my god, we have to.
Okay,
strong.
How much did you save this week? And like, if you could be a dollar, Jordan could be 100. I could be 30. It could be.
Then I'm gonna be jealous of Jordan.
Yeah, but eventually we're all going to pull, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then the year we're all going to pull out all this money that we can put right into our savings.
True. Okay. All right, I'm down for that. I'm ready for it.
Maybe since you like journaling and, like we said, writing things down is so much easier, write down a plan for your, all this.
Yep. 2020.
All this zhuzh.
All right, who's going next?
Jordan, why don't you go? What are your goals?
Jay Money.
What do you hope to accomplish? Yeah,
great. I feel like I've been super deep the last 20 minutes, but like I'm trying to get the bag. Like, I'm really trying to like really set myself up financially.
Yes.
Like, straight up. I have a couple like business endeavors that like I'm working on. Like, nice. I feel like I'm at that point where like my student loans are paid off. Like, my car is paid off. Like, I need to really just get my pockets together this next year. So that's my biggest thing. And I'm breaking the year down in 2 month increments, right? So like, I have goals, like I have physical goals, mental goals, whatever, and like I'm working on like breaking it down every 2 months, right? So like financially, like every 2 months I want to save X amount of dollars, right? So like I have a goal, like I want to save X amount of dollars over a 12-month period. Every 2 months I should be at or around this point. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to break it down like that.
I feel like that makes it easier to like see things and accomplish things and not get overwhelmed, because if you see this whole year goal of 12 months, you're like, how the hell am I going to do that?
Yeah.
But 2 months makes it easier.
Yeah, I was reading something that says like your goals should have, like, they should have measuring sticks, right? Yeah. So if your goal is to lose 100 pounds, like, your first goal should be to lose 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, like, that makes sense. It's like,
you know what I mean?
Then you don't get as discouraged as quickly.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yo, 100 is a lot, but I can do 10, right? So, like, if my goal is to save $1,000, and that may seem like a lot, like, I should start with trying to save 50. You know what I mean? So that's a big thing for me right now. I want to just really make sure that I'm investing in others. Like, I'm trying to be better about just listening and like not texting people while I'm on the phone and stuff like that. Like,
ooh, yeah.
And like just being present more, like, mm-hmm. understanding,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah, there's just like appreciating the moment, like, just even this, like with you two, just like eliminating distractions and being present is really a big thing for me. That's not something you can really quantify,
mm-hmm.
but it's something that I want to work on. So I want to get the bag, and I want to invest in people.
Hell, I really like that, brother. Get the bag. Get the motherfucking bag. Holy shit, I love
that was
it.
Good. For 2021, I said move forward in a positive direction in my career. And I think one thing I've always had this dream of opening my own boutique, women's boutique, whether that's online or in person. This has been a dream of mine for like 5 years now, and I get to a point where I start planning and I just start to get anxious and I just stop. So I really want to like focus on, even if it never happens, but just getting more of like a business plan down on paper. My mom bought me this book of how to open your own online boutique, and I read like a little bit of it, and I really want to just finish it, because I feel like it might help me feel like it's more doable. I want to continue therapy and grow as a person. All the times, and I wrote for how I'm going to do that is like, obviously going is one thing, but like when you're in therapy, they obviously give you exercises or things to look out for in your day-to-day life, and I need to like continue to make sure I'm actually doing those, because it's not about the work you put in therapy, it's more about what you put in.
Honestly, like, that's what I learned out of therapy too, and that's where most of the work is gonna
for sure come out, yeah. So, yeah, like, even like Jordan, I don't know if you've ever been to therapy, but a lot of therapists say like, I struggle with like confronting people with how I feel, so I'm really trying to use like I feel statements, because I have the tendency to be like, well, you do this and you do that, and that if people do that to me, I get defensive, so then vice versa. So like, I'm really trying to like watch, I feel like holding myself accountable for what I'm doing, because like that's hard to do, is be like, okay, well, Riley, you kind of like weren't the best in that situation. So I really want to keep doing that and holding myself accountable. I wrote focusing on friendships that bring quality to my life, because I feel like not really this past year, but throughout my life, I've held on to people that really don't bring much quality into my life. So I'm like, and I always
cut them loose.
Yeah, and I always, I've always felt bad like not doing that. But lately, I've just kind of been better about that. Like, okay, you're not really doing much, so just like, I'm okay to let you go and not feel bad about it. Yeah. So I think just like continuing to like keep people in my life that bring quality and. Like you, like I just want to make sure, like this year's just like I have solid people in my life that I just
stable,
that I don't stress about going anywhere. But yeah,
I feel like the older you get, the easier that gets. Like no, I know, I'm 29. I'll be 30 in August, and like
old man.
I know, and just like the older you get, like I don't know. For me, I simply do not have time for people that don't add to my life, right? Like, I have so many other things going on in my life that consume a lot of my time and can be stressful that it's like, I just don't have time to give energy to something that's not going to be positive.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're a person, like, I have people who have went from friends to acquaintances, right? And it doesn't mean, like, we don't like each other anymore. It's more of just like a, I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, we don't have to fall out, but we also don't have to, we don't have to waste each other's time and bring energy to each other's lives that isn't positive, right? Like, you may have a wife and kids or whatever, or just a career. Like, our careers are enough stress on us already, right? Like we're all talking about trying to get the bag. You can't get the bag if you're stressed out, worried about people that you don't need to be worried about.
Absolutely.
Start bringing quality to your life.
Yeah, Jordan.
I can't believe 2020 is almost over. Like, this year was like a shit show, but it flew by.
It
did. Somebody,
like, I'm like, how the fuck is it December?
Somebody tweeted something. They were like, I just felt like we just ended March, and March is literally 3 months. And I was like, wait a minute, what does it feel like?
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Well,
I feel like as we get older, like I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like every year goes by faster.
Yeah. I will say, I was talking to somebody today that I feel like last year and like whatever, like holidays and stuff, it doesn't feel like Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything, but this year it really feels like, it really has felt like Thanksgiving. It's really felt like Christmas, just because maybe
we slowed down. I feel like Jordan said, we were like appreciating stuff and everyone was so excited to be like, okay, Thanksgiving's like kind of a normal again. Like, it's normal life. Like, let's enjoy the traditions and being with people.
It's enjoying the little things and stuff. So, Christmas, I'm so excited for Christmas. So, I think it's just like weird.
Yeah, it made us like appreciate the small things in life. So, you know what? COVID did have some positivities.
Hey. All right. Well,
Jordan, we were so excited to have you on. You're a great guest.
JB Good People. Follow him on Insta.
Yeah.
Because he's going to show you how to get the fucking bag.
Yeah, you should do it. You should seriously, like, you have such good advice about, like, journaling and stuff. You should seriously, like, share this with people.
He does on his Instagram.
Oh, good. Like, I need to follow you. Because you'll hold me accountable if I see your stories. I'm like, shit, I need to do that.
Hit up my IG. I've got a couple, I've got a couple podcasts that I'm working on that I'm hoping to start, like maybe the second or third week of January.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Can we be a guest on there?
Absolutely. I want to do Summit City Blondes more often.
Yeah. Blondies.
Blondies.
You're welcome whenever. You were a great guest. I feel like we all flowed.
We did.
I feel like I just met you, but I feel like I've known you a long time.
That's how when I first met Jordan, that's literally exactly how I felt.
You're good people.
Good. He is good. JB Good People. You know
that's what I'm saying? Like, full circle. We're full circle.
It really is. Good people. Hey, Jordan is good people. Yeah. I swear he really is.
You got some good advice. Well, let's hope 2021 is a better year for everybody.
Oh, financially.
Financially, emotionally, mentally. Hope the world goes back to normal.
Yeah.
Right. It'll get better.
Yeah.
It'll get better.
It can only go up, right?
Shout out to Northeast Ohio, too.
Yes. Shout out to our Klee people.
Klee, buddy.
We love the Klee.
All right, Jordan. Well, thanks for being a special guest today.
I appreciate
you. You'll be back
on,
I'm sure.
I'm always available whenever.
Okay, heck
alrighty,
yeah.
Alrighty. All right,
guys. We will see you next week for episode 10.
Bye. Bye.